So obviously, it's a huge joy and privilege on the one hand. It's also scary in terms of, you know, living up to, you know, what these amazing writers have come up with. But it's no surprise, I suppose, to be attracted to depict worlds created by the, you know, the best writers. You know, that's sometimes you find those writers. I mean, the last project I did was a first-time writer, Dominic Mitchell, who's actually currently in LA working with HBO on Westworld, I think, in the writers' room there. You know, I'm not sure how secret that is, by the way. he'd written a script. You know, sometimes you pick up a script, you kind of have to, unless the name immediately strikes a chord or you know the writer, you just have to get into the story. And then you discover that this is the first script he's ever written. And, you know, he was still a brilliant writer. Before that, it was Pete Bowker, who had, you know, won BAFTAs before and was a very prolific and well thought of writer. And this latest project, Sarah Phelps, equally very prolific, adapting the characters from the J.K. Rowling novel. I mean, it's where you want to be as a director, is telling those stories from those very, very different, but very thoughtful and sensitive and genius writers. So yeah, I mean, very lucky in that sense, but I have also been quite choosy about the projects that I've done. I've not done back-to-back projects, like, you know, it can be the temptation. So I've resisted and tried to really make sure that the projects I've done have been the ones that I want to sort of obsess about and properly, you know, launch myself at 150%. So yeah, looking back, you don't, when you're looking forward, you're just looking for the next fix, you're looking for the next, what's the next script that I'm really gonna get my juices going. And sometimes you go after it, sometimes it comes to you. But ultimately, it's the stories that get you. And then it's only when I then now look back and think, oh, well, the last one was a J.K. Rowling adaptation, then it was, you know, first-time writer Richard Curtis, Paul Abbott, you know, Pete Bowker, Howard Brenton and Spooks. You know, what's great is there's such a myriad of fantastic writers out there.